Well, as we finish out the show, we are opening up our inbox, and we have Counselor Glenn Lutyens here with us. Hey, Glenn.
Hi, Lisa.
Always great to have you, especially in the new year. So actually, this question is pretty short and sweet. This person is saying, is practicing mindfulness okay for Christians? How do you know if it's unhealthy?
Well, it's a good question, because I think we live in a day where it's very easy to presume anything goes, and we have a lot of loose theology. So I think it's an important question to raise. I think there are a lot of questions about what we're talking about with mindfulness. I mean, if we're talking about just the understanding that our mind, our body, our spirit, there's a unity and an awareness, being in the present, that's really a big key element of mindfulness, is being able to understand where I am, what's going on. Let's say, for instance, a person is in a situation where they're experiencing shock. One of the key elements that's used for that is grounding them, which is maybe another term for mindfulness. Where am I? Place, you know, what's going on? What's my name? Things that help keep a person in the present. And it's real easy to live in the past or the future. And so things that kind of ground us into, okay, where am I right now? What's going on? That's really going to be valuable and helpful for a person. A couple of exercises that are pretty common. Deep breathing is a part of that. Well, God formed our lungs, so we can feel good and confident about what he gave us. So being aware of what's going on, asking ourselves, what are two or three things that I'm hearing? What are two or three things that I'm seeing? What are two or three things that I'm smelling? It just kind of connects us with the world that God gave us. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. It's interesting, because I think here at Boundless, we've been talking about it a bit. And really, when you bring God into the equation and make him part of it, rather than what many assume, you know, the Eastern tradition is emptying your mind,
right,
being otherness,
right,
or whatever. I think that can be helpful, too, and can ensure that, you know, it's a healthier practice.
And mindfulness does have some Buddhist origination. But that doesn't mean, because maybe meditation and prayer have other religious origins, doesn't mean that Christians don't have a good solid foundation for prayer, meditation. And so I think having that physical awareness is actually very valuable and helpful, especially as it relates to depression and anxiety. We always encourage people, if at all possible, to work with a counselor who shares their spiritual convictions, their spiritual beliefs.
Yeah. And that's good. Just, you know, maybe quickly here, Glenn, from a counseling perspective, give someone a practical application of this. So someone who is struggling maybe with anxiety, what would actually in a moment applying mindfulness look like for them that would be a good practice?
Well, a person may be consumed with anxious thoughts. So mindfulness kind of slows them down. Okay, what's going on? Where am I? What's happening? It just kind of takes them away from those thoughts that can just consume them, and being able to concentrate on our breathing. And I think it's reasonable for people to, part of the imagery that they can focus in on is Christ. Scripture is full of imagery. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the lion and the lamb, you know, just different pictures that give us an understanding of who he is. And so just by being able to slow down the process, kind of taking us off autopilot, which is often what we're on, mm-hmm, in the busyness of life, can be helpful to bring a sense of calm in the midst of a busyness.
Sounds like something super applicable, as we're now in 2020 and probably already overwhelmed with the many things that we're anticipating this year or feeling maybe have come upon us already. So appreciate the insight there. Thanks
where
so
it's where I think it's important, too, is just to be aware of, is the concept of mindfulness, is it taking me away from those central components of my walk with Christ? Mm-hmm. Is it keeping me from prayer? Is it keeping me from Scripture? If it is, then it's not going to be particularly helpful, because those are really where our central strength comes from. But it doesn't mean that the application of it in itself is negative.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Well, folks, that's it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org, and maybe we will answer your question in the future. We have lots of time and lots of shows coming up in the new year here, and so we want you to be part of that. Until next week, I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.